Hello, we are going to have a lesson about working in reason and above reason. We'll read selected excerpts. You can ask questions on Cobb TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, working in reason and above reason.
This topic is the main topic. It's basically the method. How to receive the qualities of the Creator, rise above our nature, the earthly nature, acquire the spiritual nature, spiritual degree. According to this method, all of the spiritual kelim work. Spiritual vessels. And the Tzimtzum, the Masach, or Chazer, the Zivug Daka, etc., etc. Such actions that they determine on themselves. In this way, these Kelim, these vessels built on the will to receive, states in which the will to receive becomes similar to the Creator. It resembles itself to the Creator. Initially, this topic is not very clear. It's always like that. We mistake it for reason. That we just have to accept that this is the way it is and that's it. And then people act out. They pretend to be righteous, giving, loving. They're unaware that they are doing it in order to receive reward, or that they do know that they will get a big reward for it. But with us, it's the opposite. We don't aim to forget that we are desires to receive. We have our reason, our knowledge, and we build the next degree, which is above it. We don't erase our egos, but rather build on top of it, because without it, we have no being, no entity. So we shouldn't be impressed because we don't understand what it's about. It gradually comes. What's most important is to do it, to try to do it, like in a game. They tell us to do it, and we do it. Why? Because through these actions, the understanding and feeling will come. Because these actions draw reforming light. Therefore, advancement is once we feel a little bit that we are in the desire to receive, and we can't run away from it or do anything with it. We did this on ourselves in everything we did for years, thinking that we could pull in something, some upper force that will do with our will to receive some changes. And we've given up on that. We realize it's not going to work. So now we approach a method that is new for us. We heard about it, but now we want to implement it. Faith above reason. Meaning that we said that we have to pretend, act out. pretend as if we are in a higher degree, in a degree of bestowal and love, the importance of the friends, the importance of the Creator, while understanding and feeling and being aware that I am at a degree of reception. And the judge has only what his eyes see. And his eyes see that I am in the will to receive. And I have to try to put on top of the will to receive my approach to all of reality as if I have already been awarded the power of bestowal, power of Bina, even the power of love, connection. And I don't lie to myself that I about not having it. Rather, I do this as a game, as if I'm in it. There, where a person's thoughts are, even if his desires are not there, his thoughts are there in bestowal. That's where he is, seemingly. What does it mean, seemingly? We have this example from the Reshimot de Itlapshut and Reshimot de Ovyut. Let's say Reshimot de Itlapshut on the degree of, on the third degree, and Reshimot de Ovyut on the second degree. So I'm really in Bet of Ovyut, and these are my Kelim. At the same time, I have something from Gimel de Itlapshut, from the third degree of Itlapshut. By having a connection with the third degree of Itlapshut, even though it's Itlapshut, it's clothing, it's not Ovyut. I have a connection, so I can connect to this third degree and receive an illumination from there. And then I can be like Galgalta Enayim of the lower one and the Achap of the upper one, somewhat belonging to the upper one. Enough to pretend that I belong to it. By this, the upper one tends to me through my annulment when I am like a drop of semen in the womb of the upper one or in Katnut. This is the relation between the degrees of Reshimot de Itlapshut and Reshimot de Ovyut that exist in every degree. We can also imagine these two degrees as reason and above reason. Reason being the degree of my avyut, and faith above reason is my degree of itapshut, which comes from a higher degree. And then, by trying to relate myself, even through Reshimot Itlapshut, through something that is not actually in me, but I still try to attribute myself, to relate myself to it. Through these efforts, I get an illumination from above, the reforming light, the power from above, and in this way I ascend. So here I give an example. Afterwards, we'll give more examples of Galgalat Einayim and Achap and Reshimot Itlapshut, Reshimot de Ovyut. That we have a connection to the upper degree because it's in us, within us. And when we awaken ourselves, invoke ourselves to be like it, we have something to rely on. And we can invoke it, to influence us, to work on us. So this act called faith above reason is not something baseless. On the contrary, we use that same ladder of degrees that descend from the world of Ein Sof to our world, and the nature of these degrees is that the upper degree up to its half, it's in the lower one, and the lower one in its upper half is in connection. The lower one in its upper half is in the lower half and in connection with the lower half of the upper one. And by clothing in one another is how we can advance. Because when such degrees clothe in one another, no part, no degree, no sphira is either it is in contact with the upper half in the patsuf, in its patsuf, or with the lower half, which is in its patsuf, because down to the chazeh, a certain degree, it doesn't matter which, is always receiving a part of the upper patsuf, which is in it, down to the chazeh, while in itself, below its chazeh, it is in the lower degree. So it is left with the middle third of Tiferet, which serves as the carrier of our free choice. So I will use more examples. But I just want to show that this method to rise to a higher level, which by preferring the power of faith, which is Bina, as opposed to the power of reason, which is Malchut, this method stems from the structure of the Patsufim, the relations between the Patsufim. And therefore, we use it in a very realistic manner. Afterward, the more we get into it, the more we begin to draw reforming light through all kinds of actions on which it is talked about on the in the degrees of Ibur and Yenika, and this is how we build ourselves. So what I'm trying to say is these actions that we've begun to talk about are realistic, rational, practical actions. And these are the actions that throughout the way until the end of correction, this is what we'll have to do. In the various excerpts we have here, this is what it talks about. Questions so far?
So the work is called, what you're telling us to do is to play as if we're acting the next degree.
We're always pretending because we're not in the next degree. But I have a means, a systemic means by which I ascend to the next degree each time.
So that, as if, it's not that it doesn't exist.
What does it mean it exists or it doesn't exist? Let's say I'm hanging on a cliff and I'm grabbing something from the upper degree and I pull myself up with a rope or something and I reach it and I grab it again and I reach it again. So we do have a rope. We have a hook that we can hold on to, and other such things, so we can ascend, we can climb up. It's in our hands. It's also, as we learned, it could be an environment that throws me a rope by which I can climb up. It's by drawing reforming light. It's by feeling that I'm in the Ahab of the Upper One, and I have to detect it and reveal it. Right now, we're in the Ahab of the Upper One. Just like now we know ourselves, what we know ourselves of, as of now is our reason, like we say, in my view, according to my opinion. But at the same time, we're in an unknown world, which to us is called faith. How can we grasp the unknown part of the world? Because we're like Galgalta Einayim of the lower one that's in the Echap of the upper one. We have to try to equalize with the Echap of the upper one. How do I equalize with it? Kabbalists tell us that the Echap of the upper one is the power of bestowal. It is all to bestow. And I, in order to equalize myself with it, achieve equivalence of form, grab myself, grip to it, grab myself up to it, I have to develop in me for that purpose the power of bestowal. How do I do it? By seemingly as if I'm in this degree, as if I have the power of bestowal. And that's enough for me to develop it in a small group. And by this, I begin to merge into, become included in the upper one, have a hold, grip onto it, have more discernments in the upper one, what I receive from it, how to grip onto it, what it can provide me, etc. But we are in the Ahab of the Upper One. Our entire perception that we have, that we are in a vast world and who knows what and who, this is our Ahab of the Upper One. And I feel myself at my degree of Galgalta Einayim. If I want to develop my relation to the Upper One, I have to turn myself into Galgalta Einayim of the degree of the upper one. By annulling before it, accepting it as it is, accepting it as the giver, the lover, and I want to relate myself to it. Otherwise, I will not be absorbed in the upper one like semen in the womb. The laws we have to keep are the laws of nature. In the corporeal nature, they are kept by themselves. We don't know how the semen grabs on to the womb and how the womb provides it with everything it needs, and it grows by constantly being in one more equivalence of form with the womb. We don't understand these things. They just happen naturally. But we experience it practically. We make ourselves this. And this is what Talmud HaSfirot talks about, how we constantly equalize ourselves in the degree of Ibui and Ikam Mochin. We extend the corporeal, we continue the corporeal nature, we call it corporeal nature, it's nature that exists by itself. It is in part of reality, but there's the part of reality where the laws are extended according to our man. This is the whole difference between where we are now and what we are about to discover. Because we are about to discover according to our effort. And in this effort, we attain the Creator, His actions, Him. By our actions, we know You. This is how we achieve the degree of Adam, man. Moscow.
Good morning, Rav. Could you please scrutinize for us what exactly should our prayer towards the light will make it more active? Because it seems that we are descending instead of ascending.
Whether we're ascending or descending, we can't determine any of this. We don't understand it. And what do you weigh when you go up or down? Qualities of bestowal, qualities of reception, knowing, believing, faith. So to us, ascents or descents don't really matter. That's the truth. What matters is how much I change and in which direction. That's not my concern. As long as I have as big and substantial changes as possible, whether they feel better or worse, whether I understand more or less, or know more or less, is not my concern. I want to change. This is one. Number two, what is the difference in the work we do today as opposed to what we did before? What's important is that we're trying to build a state, artificial one, where I am seemingly, ostensibly in a spiritual degree, ostensibly bestowing upon the upper one, ostensibly detecting the upper one as giving to me, as if I am attached to him. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is, I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. And all these things and more of the same kind, I build them on top of clear awareness that I don't really have it. I'm just acting out a higher degree, as if I'm in it. As if this world that we just talked about, which is the Achap of the Upper One, is the real world, is the spiritual world, and I'm in it as a spiritual part, and I want to be attached to it. But instead of this world, I can't discover it right now in this way. So instead, I have a 10, or the world of Nebuch. But a 10 is enough. I want to determine that I am in a spiritual 10, just like in a spaceship. And with them, I behave as if they and I are completely spiritual, meaning in the mutual quality of bestowal between us. And only this approach to them do I develop. It's what Rabash writes in his articles. Except there, he still didn't talk about faith of our reason. He started talking about it after a few dozen essays. But we had enough preparations to now really begin to do these works, these actions. I'm reiterating, these are spiritual actions, and we have to think about how different these operations are from the actions that religious people do, who think that they are already on the level of faith, who think about themselves that they are righteous, holy, and bestowing and loving, because for them it is out of habit. It's going by rote. This is how they were brought up, that if you do this, this is what you are. We're not like that. In us, there is a big difference between what we try to do and the reforming light that I expect to get, and I expect it to change me. And then, after many operations, I do get this change, and I come to feel the new state. And then the quality of bestowal is really settles in me a little bit. So we're not acting out like others. We really are acting out. And this is why we grow. And people who don't think that they are acting out, but think that they are in the truth, already bestowing and loving and giving contentment to the Creator, and are performing, observing the mitzvot, the commandments, which is what they do with their hands, and not with a desire in the heart, against their desire, above it. For them, they are called Domem de Kedusha, the still of Kedusha, or even less, because they have no struggle to perform actions that draw reforming light. There is no question of a reforming, there's no issue of reforming light. This becomes clear by the fact that they have no aspiration for connection and love. Either they think they have it, or they think that it's something marginal, inconsequential, that it may come in the end, but you don't need to work on it. So this is how we advance. This is why today we're going deeper into work above reason. And I'm just asking you to understand, systemically speaking, and according to what is written in all the books, and from the whole ladder of degrees, this is the work that will continue until the end of correction. Therefore, try to come under this study, under the influence of this study. Wash yourselves, shower yourselves with everything that has to do with these actions. Okay? And during the day, please talk about it and think about it. Haifa.
Shalom.
Hello, we are in the month of Elul, the month of forgiveness. How's that connected to faith above reason?
Yeah, the month of Elul has to do with repentance, with faith above reason. We'll read these articles and check it. It doesn't really matter to me that it's the month of Elul. What matters to me is what we are dealing with. We need to be as less connected to the calendar as possible, but, and more connected to the processes we're going through in our hearts. Haifa, please understand this. Now let's continue.
So, excerpt number one from the article, What is Above Reason in the Work? From Rabash. In the work, faith above reason means we must believe, although the mind does not see that this is so, and it has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason.
This means that on our level, I see the world, I see myself, I see the ten. And this, to me, is reason. A judge has only what his eyes see. He mustn't be unrealistic. Yes, the judge within me. I know and I check and I understand that this is the world.
Meaning, he says that he believes as though he sees it within reason. This is called faith above reason in the work. In other words, it is a lot of work for a person to take this upon himself. It is against reason.
Meaning, besides seeing within my mind what is happening to me inside the tent, at the same time, I determine that we have among us relations of love, bestowal, mutual support, connection as one man with one heart. And although it's not like that, I depict it. I imagine that we are connected in this way. In other words, I picture 2 degrees, the current degree and the next corrected degree.
This means that the body does not agree to this, yet he accepts it nonetheless as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. For this reason, for such faith, a person needs to pray that he will give him the power to be similar to him, as though he had attained it within reason. In other words, a person should not pray to the Creator to help him understand everything within reason. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him the strength to assume faith above reason, as though it were within reason.
What does that mean? I want to live in 2 degrees, in 2 worlds. One, what I see and feel with all of my senses and my intellect, and the other is that I imagine the quality of bestowal and love and connection, which is not in me, but according to what I can imagine from the books, from the teacher. And I ask that this too will dress in me. These 2 degrees do not cancel out each other. The lower degree is called Malchut, the upper degree will be called Bina. And then I will have 2 degrees, Malchut and Bina. And then we will work with both of them, between them.
Shailot.
Questions. Yes.
Itai from Romania is asking, how can you act something you can't even imagine, like the quality of bestow?
I can imagine it. That's incorrect. I can imagine from the articles of Abash and Bala Sulam what are good, corrected relationships in the group. The upper degree is called my imagining myself at the end of correction. Really. Nothing less. The current degree is what I have today. What my eyes see. We have talked about it every day. When a person learned the wisdom of Kabbalah, he heard that there is the current state and the state of the end of correction. So the state of the end of correction is the next state, and the current degree is today's state. And I want the next state to be realized in me, to exist in me, not to replace the current state. The current state should also stay. Why? I want to be in the gap. I want to be in the gap between the degrees, to know the differences between them. Because all of our attainment of everything comes from learning the differences, the gaps, the distances. From this we learn. We never know something for itself, but it compared to something else is how we know. A phenomenon in itself is always hidden from us. All of our measurements, our perceptions are of relations between them. This is why I want to know the next degree as opposed to the current degree. This is how we measure everything, every state. As we, just like we talked about the Rishimot Itlapshut and Rishimot Dovyut, our whole lives are relative. It's all relative. If I am not in a relative perception, then normally I come to a state called habit becomes second nature. I receive something, I gradually get into it, I stay in it, I am only in it. Next.
Number 2. Article, what does it mean that the ladder is diagonal in the work? It is written, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, and its top reaches the heaven. That is, that the ladder by which we climb up to the king's palace has two ends. One, a ladder was set on the earth. This is the left line called earth. One should see that he is placed in worldliness, immersed in self-love, as in, the left pushes away. Then, there is room to pray from the bottom of the heart, for then one looks within one's reason at how he cannot do anything for the sake of the Creator, and only he can deliver him from the governance of the evil in him. It is said about this, were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not be able to overcome. 2. It is written, its top reaching to heaven. The other end of the ladder is in heaven, as though he has complete wholeness, because he is content with his lot. In the little bit of contact that he has with the work of the Creator, he feels that he is happy with this, since it is a great privilege to be rewarded with serving the King and speaking with him even one moment a day. This is enough for him to be in high spirits and thanks the King for this and praises him. Again, it is written, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, and it stopped reaching to heaven. That is, the ladder by which we climb up to the king's palace has two ends. 1. A ladder was set on the earth. This is the left line called earth. One should see that he is placed in worldliness, immersed in self-love, as in, the left pushes away. Then there is room to pray from the bottom of the heart, for then he looks within one's reason at how he cannot do anything for the sake of the Creator, and only he can deliver him from the governance of the evil in him. It is said about this, were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not be able to overcome it. 2. It is written, its top reaching to heaven. The other end of the ladder is in heaven, as though he has complete wholeness, because he is content with his lot. In the little bit of contact that he has with the work of the Creator, he feels that he is happy with this, since it is a great privilege to be rewarded with serving the King and speaking with him even one moment a day. This is enough for him to be in high spirits. And he thanks the king for this and praises him.
So here too he explains about the 2 degrees, and we have to be in both. In a rational way, understand where we are, what is the relation between them, and how we can strengthen both of them and be in it. Moscow.
In reason, I see that the friend doesn't love me, even disregards me, even hates me. What does it mean that I act as if I see that he as if loves me? Sasha's question.
I see that a friend doesn't like me. I see that the Creator doesn't like me. I have to accept these things as being above what I see. On one hand, it's written the judge has only what his eyes see. On the other hand, it's written they have eyes and they do not see. So what do we do? Where should we be? We should determine that a judge has only what his eyes see. True, this is what I see. A judge has only what his eyes see. On the other hand, they have eyes and do not see. I'm not seeing correctly. I do have eyes, but I'm seeing incorrectly. Both together. You don't run from one to the other. And you're either in reason or above reason. No, in both together. And this is why I relate to the friend and to the Creator. The same. I don't see what is happening here, but I have to accept these things, that I'm in them despite my eyes, that I'm in them in the end of correction, on the degree of faith, bestowal, up to love. More Moscow?
Так вот непонятно, что же все-таки значит, что одновременно на двух степенях.
What does it still mean that at the same time we have to be in the 2 degrees?
Этап умертвить эгоизм. И получается вроде как в этом.
Because first there's a stage of bringing the ego to death. So even in this dead ego, you live in it and above it. So what does it mean in parallel, one after the other?
We can position the egoism by the light of faith coming and changing my malchut, my reason. And then I will change, to put to death the egoism. What does it mean to put it to death? I can't erase it, burn it, kill it. I can't. It's my nature. I can't. I just have to put a correction on it. But even if I put a correction on it, it doesn't die. It only acquires the corrected form. He who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater than him. This is how we advance. More?
No,
Patav.
Вот такой вопрос Денис задает. Значит, некоторое время назад мы занимались.
Денис is asking. We studied the Rabash first articles a bit ago. Is that what we need to try and yearn to implement in acting in order to depict the next degree? That's what we have to act in.
That too, but more than that. That too. True. Yes. Yes.
Static from Toronto is asking, when does the as if become reality?
As if, then when does the next degree, Bina, becomes the real degree, when it influences Malchut, and I elevate myself through these influences to the degree of Bina, by connecting Malchut with Bina, and then I rise to the degree of Bina, and there I get this new reason. And at the same time, at that time, Bina on a higher level opens up to me. And this is how I ascend. In this flip-flop, this is how I ascend. I climb up. Again, I got Moscow again. What? No. Yes.
There's about 50 questions from around the world.
No. If you don't sort them out, nothing good is going to come out.
There's many.
No, we don't have time for many questions. Out of all the 50, you have to choose 2-3 that are typical and are relevant to our topic.
Daniel from Be'er Sheva is asking, is working in faith above reason, do we also have to behave like that to the external world?
No, we talked about it. It's only in the tent. You shouldn't have asked this question. Fine, they should know more. Should know better. No, only in the tent. Only. Yes. Roy.
I wanted to ask this about implementing it. Everything I see within reason, so I live it anyway. But what's the addition you add? You depict the state of faith?
I imagine the corrected state and I live in it, while not being able to escape the real situation, which is called reason.
Okay, so I remain in the depiction, in the imagination. It doesn't take me out into actions.
But you cannot be in it.
Yeah.
You're not a religious person. You cannot be in it. You're constantly ascending and descending.
So I see that I remain in the state of reason, and at the same time, you can imagine the corrected state you want to be in.
Yes.
But the corrected state doesn't take you out to other actions. You'll still be in reason.
You're in a corrected state inside the tent, as much as you can. We make efforts to be in the tent in a corrected state, to imagine them corrected and yourself in them.
Is there a way to check if you can develop in this process, if we're successful?
Yes, each and every day. Every day you have to feel changes.
How is that expressed? I just want to see if I'm working correctly.
In many phenomena. First of all, if I put myself more easily into this picture of bestowal with the friends, how close I feel them, how quickly I can picture our correct relationship. To what extent, how quickly I have ascents and descents, and how they interchange more quickly. Check it out. Try it out and see. Moscow.
Раф, я сделал анализ того, что записывал за вами. Дослушайте, пожалуйста, до конца.
What I wrote from your words, is first you were speaking very precise that all the friends are corrected. It's like a law. Then you softened it up and said that we have to see the friends as corrected. Then you softened it even a bit and you said we have to imagine them corrected. And what I heard today is to imagine as if they're corrected. So it's like that impression that from a law, now it's a state that we're acting in it. Can you scrutinize it? Can you explain it?
You're correct in what you said. It's difficult to explain it. Because I have to see the group in its corrected form within my eyes, my feelings, my perceptions, as much as I try. But I fall from this feeling, from this perception, from this relation. And again, I elevate myself to this perception and this relation toward the friends. And this is how I constantly work. What I'm trying to emphasize here is that the group doesn't have a certain form. I give it its form, just like the Creator, Bore, come and see. He is amorphous, and we give him a form. Peter.
Вопрос Вадима из Санкт-Петербурга. Бывают ли ситуации в группе?
Question from Vadim from Peter. Is there a situation in the group where we shouldn't use faith above reason or 24 hours be there?
We have to try to be in faith above reason 24 hours a day. And don't think that your reason will not change. It will change tremendously. Because those who go above reason immediately begin to feel that his reason changes. He becomes more assertive, more understanding, more knowing of his corporeal state. He understands the corporeal world better because by opening up the degree above him, the degree of Bina, he evokes influence on himself, on his reason, on his malchut, on his eyes, and begins to see in them much more than before. This is how we constantly ascend from below upward. Again, just like from above downward, just like from above downward, the degrees hang down through Dalet 4, 3, 3, 2, 2, 1, etc. until 10 in 125 degrees in Rishimot Deitlapshut and Rishimot Deovyut. This is how we also use them in order to ascend. From the root to 1, from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, etc. In the opposite, in the inverse order, the opposite order, we are now entering the ladder. And we're doing what we need to do in order to know the style of climbing up, the method of climbing up the degrees. How we put on the first foot, then the next foot, another foot, and the next foot, etc., from degree to degree. This is why one is reason, faith above reason. What I attained in faith above reason influences my reason, and my reason ascends. And I go above reason again, higher, and likewise each time. It is a very serious situation. It's a method. I'm telling you, it is not written about it in a very clear way. Those who are there are there. But we want to tell about it, to open it, to scrutinize it, to clarify it, so that anyone who feels he's got something for it, so he will be able to do it. Yes.
Can we talk again about this, the practice of it?
What do you mean, the practice of it? There's no theory here. It's all practical.
So I'll try and explain it from my daily experience. I'm sitting in my office, 10 a.m., the phone beeps. And let's say that it's an hour that I'm not in a meeting or something, and I can even pay attention to that ring. And I see that I wasn't in anything, in zero, minus. The next state for me is for a second and a half to think of the friends.
What, then the group called you, what?
I have a ringer every hour, an alarm clock.
Oh, yeah, the bleep.
Yeah. And I see that, well, I'm reminded of the friends. I remember that I didn't think about them for 1 second the last hour.
Very good. This is how it should be.
So the corrected state for me is to think about him a second and a half the next hour again. That's yes. The corrected state. What do I do with this?
You imagine how you can be, how you can rise and include yourself in the degree of faith compared to where you are now. What is the degree of faith? That you're connected with the friends, you're all connected in connections of love with and with the Creator together, that in this way you are bestowing upon each other, you are in mutual connection, and everyone's equal as one, everyone is whole, mutually complementing one another, so that at the center, in the connection between you, you achieve a certain feeling of wholeness. In this feeling of wholeness, you begin to discover that you're so connected and complete among you. You discover in this feeling of wholeness the Creator, meaning the upper force that designed you. And from below upward, you're now somewhat becoming similar to it. And therefore, you begin to feel it a little bit, according to your equivalence, just like all the laws of nature. So from above downward, he builds you, and from below upward, you attain him. You did this. You want to stay in this all the time. Why? In order to, through the group, you want to give him contentment. I want to do this. Once you did that, it is considered that you achieved the point of connection, the point of zivug, coupling. That's it. You hit it. Now, you have to learn, we still have to learn how to lock it so we don't drop from it. But to stay in this degree and even ascend. But at least that.
Haifa.
Haifa.
Question from Ron from Haifa. After I see the gap between the current state and the desired state, I see a friend constantly slandering and talking bad about the path. How do I bridge that gap? What does it demand from me?
Did you understand?
He says that if he sees a friend slandering and complaining about the path, how can he bridge the gap?
This is not about reason. If I see such a friend, I have to work on it. I have to speak to other friends. Maybe it only seems that way to me. Maybe it's incorrect. And if we agree in the 10 to this situation, then we have to deal with it. Because if we have even one such friend in the 10, we won't be able to advance. We won't be able to achieve connection and establish our next point along the way. You have to take care of it. And the treatment is simple. If it's one friend, for example, and we all come to him and tell him, Look, you're wrong. Look what you're doing. This is not right. You're breaking all the law of R10. What do you do? So he has to submit himself. Whether he understands or not, he has to submit himself to the rest. There's no question here. And if he doesn't do it, he's got no place in the ten. No place in the ten. So he has to understand. Either he is in a company of criminals, and then it's good to run away from there, or he is in a company of righteous, who demand of him. And this is how he has to bow his head and come among them as an embryo. Peter.
How should I help the friends, and how should they help me see us or them in the ideal state? Show them an example. An example. The more it can be, the more it could just cry out. Just poke his eyes out. An example. Show an example. More Kachinko. That's it.
No.
Moshe.
Two opposite states. On the one hand, when you start thinking about the friends, then you try to escape that thought, when it will be over, there's nothing much to do about it. On the other hand...
Hang on. That's not correct to leave the state that you described. When I'm inside the friends, together with them, I feel good, I feel bad, or I'm indifferent, I have to understand that this is a state of a higher degree. It doesn't matter how I feel. I'm in a higher degree. I'm in the upper world. The friends are my vessel in the upper world. So, I can't leave them. Otherwise, I'm leaving spirituality.
Obviously that by doing so you leave spirituality, but I would like to continue the question. 10 a.m. the phone rings, and I think, when will this time of thinking about the friends will be over? I don't look much in it. So how to work in such a state correctly, unlike a state where the phone rings, it awakens something in you, but you don't know how to be locked on that state or thought and keep working with it?
How? From half a minute that I have contact with the society, or maybe I'm writing something in the journal, how... How can I receive an impression to remain constantly with them, to continue with them? I don't know what to tell you. Let's say you get a call, not from the phone, from the alarm clock in your phone. Rather, this call is coming from... You get a call from someone dear to you. He calls you, and you want to keep a certain attitude with him, certain impression, conversation. You want to continue, but you have to stop. And even if you stopped, you have that impression as if you're in connection with him, in contact. That same state continues, carries on. So it all depends on the importance. If I know that through the society I'm touching something that's above me, the next degree. Although I don't quite get it, I don't quite appreciate it, I don't love it, and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, the importance has to be there. To work on the importance. That's it. You're many of you and only one of me.
Two questions. Can you give us an order of actions? Let's say a person gets a disturbance as a blow during the day related to his life, not to the group. Can you explain how to work with it, how to put that into work above reason with the group?
It doesn't belong to us now. We've learned about this previously, before. This doesn't belong to 2 degrees, reason and above reason. It's simply an increase of reason.
So I don't have a special attitude towards something that comes to me?
There is, but we've learned about this many times. What do I have to do if I receive a blow? We talked about it. According to the style of there's no one besides him, the good who does good.
I'm asking if we can relate this to the way of work that we're talking about now.
It's the same, except it doesn't belong to 2 degrees. I have to first accept this additional aviut, additional coarseness that comes to me. It comes to me from not, there is no else besides him. And of course, it's for the good.
Okay. Second question.
Don't you feel, according to your experience, that after a good blow, when you have fear and anxiety, such tremblings, you don't know, everything is falling apart, nothing stays intact, from that you begin to need the Creator, the connection with Him, the clarity of the sensation of fear and threat and everything, and you know, you don't know what to do, and suddenly there opens an understanding that you have to hold on to the Creator, and that's it. That's the solution, and then everything is solved.
Yeah, precisely that feeling is very clear. And it comes with a feeling that out of fear, you run like a mouse into the group.
That's the whole thing? That's us?
So I'm asking if it is considered to be above reason.
It's not above reason. That's why I said we learned about it before.
So the second question is, I noticed that I can imagine anything in life. I can imagine myself in all kind of success. And when I try to imagine myself within above reason in the success of connection, what you described a couple of minutes ago with the friends, there is a crazy rejection from it, and the will to receive tells you this is a lie. It will never. It's never gonna happen.
Right.
It all 100%. Awakens. But how, nonetheless,
but they don't ask you to accept this state. They tell you above it, give contentment.
Yeah, but when I try to imagine what contentment is,
when you take everything that you have, all this garbage, and you say, this is what I feel, but above it, I want to give thanks.
But how do I know that I truly am grateful?
Words, doesn't matter. You simply restrict what you have. Malchut will feel itself in greater and greater garbage. Its emptiness is never filled. The first restriction is never cancelled. The will to receive is going to remain empty as it was created. It will only grow and grow, and the space will grow more and more. But above it, the whole correction will be there.
And that feeling which we call connection, being together with the friends,
above it.
Yeah, but where do I feel it? How do I feel it?
You feel that you're all crap, and above this garbage, you can connect to them. And each one of them is also like that.
And in this second floor, there's a good feeling about it. I feel it in me. In this contact
between these garbage bags, that you above them, there you connect and you turn to the Creator. This is the most beloved by Him.
If I feel like rubbish, I don't understand which kind of contentment the Creator get out of it.
When you prefer not to look at this garbage, but look at a friend, and to appreciate them and appreciate Him. That's it.
Still, we get questions, and we would like to scrutinize that thing about my friends being corrected. What does it mean that they're corrected? What should change in my eyes? And when it already changed, how should I see the friends as corrected? How do I begin to see them as corrected? What should change so that I will see them this way?
We will try to advance, and very soon you will feel that all the friends are truly corrected more and more. Together with that, the feeling of this gap, the separation, the hatred, such outbursts, they will come. But you will also see how corrected they truly are, how good they are, how special they are. Look at this picture. Not my picture. Let us see Moscow. Look at them. People who wish to reach things that are quite surreal compared to this world. They want to be the bestowers, approach the Creator, be good, and so on. You'll start to feel that it's something special. There are no such people, really. It's simply an imagination that the Creator is showing me as something that exists. According to how I feel, how I understand myself, it can't be that such people exist in this world. People like me exist in the world, in this garbage bags, but such people? No. Try. Soon you will feel it in practice, in actuality. Oh no, there's four of them together. Who to choose? Okay, you said it.
No?
You're a veteran, come on.
מצד השני, נו, מי שם נמצא? כן.
Now it's relatively easy to imagine the friends being corrected with the quality of bestow in the group in the 10, but how to envision the quality of bestow and giving contentment to the Creator from here on?
As much as you relate to the friends in a good way, you can continue, extend that good to the Creator. Not any other way. The Creator doesn't exist without the friends. To the extent you relate to them, that's how you relate to Him. That's it.
Men's self, is it the point in the heart?
Yes.
So when it is in this world, it is within reason and it sees this world?
No.
And when it rises above reason, it is in above reason, in bestowal. So the question is, what is this force? What enables this delta to exist in these two worlds simultaneously?
Dapperla, it works and it arranges everything. Wait and it will happen.
So this is what we have to try to do now, to see the world as it is, and at the same time to also be in above reason, in bestowal.
Yes.
How to do that? Because I feel that I can only be in one layer.
You will be in one level and fantasize about the other level. Give it to Bill.
A couple days ago, you gave me some really good advice about my work and staying focused on the 10 and on the group and on the friends. And I'm hoping this will help Moshe out. Between that, every bolt, I put a name on it. When I was in the permanent 10, some weeks, some days it would be Hanuk, or some days it would be Yaniv, or some days it would, whoever was giving me the hardest time. But I didn't do it consistently. And every time I did do it, when we would have our meetings, a lot of really good stuff would come out of those meetings. Now, that coupled with the daily, hourly task that you have us doing, it's almost as if something gets lifted out of you and helps you to just rise up above your own pride and ego and be able to deal with whatever it is that you're dealing with.
A question.
Well, still the pride comes in. And no matter how hard I try, the pride sometimes rules until I get hit in the head or something of that nature.
No.
How do I avoid? I got lumps on lumps, man. How do I avoid the getting hit in the head so that
I'm not thinking about not getting blows. I think that with the blows, above the blows, I'll cleave to the upper. I'm not thinking about the blows. It's not good. On the contrary, I agree to receive blows if needed, because there are states where I know myself, without blows I cannot awaken from those states. Without the blows, I'll be like a cat. I'm lying down under the sun. I need nothing without torments. Certain problem comes. Oh, what do I do? Why not? Why yes? What was the time that I need to spend? Everybody knows those states. Only the blows can correctly arrange us. Give him some respect.
Time between receiving the blow, not reacting, and being able to go right back into the work.
By a great reaction from me, and through the influence of the environment on me, to the extent that I'm connected to them. It's best to, in any moment that you can, to play a tape, a recording from the lesson, to be incorporated, included with another topic. Guys, Peter?
Вопрос Виталий из Петербурга. Когда я прошу Творца...
Виталий from St. Petersburg is asking, when I'm asking the Creator for the friends to feel the connection, do they feel it? Because if not, why should I ask for?
What do you mean? Why ask? If I'm not going to ask for connection, what will I have? Egoistically, I want to attain spirituality. Spirituality you attain in a common vessel, a connected vessel, in mutual adhesion. If I'm not going to ask for this vessel, how will I obtain spirituality? I, the egoist, want to attain spirituality. Where will I get it from? I'm asking for the friends. It's for the friends. I'm working for myself. We still work in reception, egoistically. There's nothing here except for getting used to such actions, but actions inside the ego. Tell me, which actions that we do are anti-egoistic? Nothing. Everything pays back. This world, the next world, the degrees, faith above reason, the degree of Bina, the feeling of the Creator, the greatness of the friends, the greatness of the Creator. Everything that we do, it's all for me. It's profits. It's not profits. It's not monetary profits, but it could be respect, self-respect. Of course, I inflate myself nicely, day by day. I don't understand. I acquire wisdom by it. I can understand many more things in the world. We're advancing now like the greatest egoists from day to day. So don't think that you're already in the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is... I don't know how to say it. It's a stage. I'm taking care of the slow children. Later will come the change, the inversion. Okay? Ushi?
When a person managed to be just for a moment in this game of imagining the corrected state, then Rabash writes that he should be happy about it. Is it within reason or above reason being this happy?
It's not simple. Typically, it's within reason. Within reason. Happiness, joy should be as a result of a good deed.
So this is the inspection. If I'm not happy within reason, then probably... What does it mean?
It means that you probably didn't do the right action. The correct action has to be concluded with joy, satisfaction. What good thing have I done? Even if you restricted yourself, you put in an effort, like in sports, you enjoy it.
But I'm doing what I was told, daily assignment, all of a sudden, beep, I'm thinking about it for a sec, and then it's over. But I did it. I made the effort and everything, and then I look according to what he says, where the joy is.
From the fact that you've been in contact with spirituality.
Yeah, this is what he says. If I was in it even for a moment, then I should be joyful. And if I'm not, what does it mean?
If you're not happy, it means that spirituality doesn't give you joy. You're miserable. You're there reluctantly. I told you not to leave the police force.
And if I sit like Hanoch in my office, it's 10 a.m., there's the beep, and I have to act. I have to think about the exercise for a few seconds, and it really bothers, disturbs my work. I'm counting money, I'm in the middle of some big, I'm closing a deal.
Is this your job, to count money?
Well, not me, someone else. I have something important. I'm in the middle of making a big deal. I have to think. I have responsibility. I'm a driver. Many things. And it really bothers me. I cannot now imagine how I love everyone else or any other assignment.
It shouldn't disturb it. One doesn't belong to the other. It belongs, but it's not a disturbance. It's not on the same level. It's a different level. It's a higher level. You can continue doing any of your corporeal jobs together with the spiritual action.
If I'm a shoemaker, I understand, but if...
Each corporeal work, if it's a normal job, kosher job, you know, you're not stealing, meaning you're not working against someone's desire, it can be completely in equivalence with your correction. You're with the group, with the creator. Whatever the example you bring me, whatever deeds, if it's not an actual criminal act, the most corporeal thing, most beastly things, or most spiritual things, doesn't matter.
Let's say now we're 6 hours a day connected between us, at least. It's a substantial amount of time, lessons, meals, morning, evening. But compared to there's this work I have just described, is there a difference between the two in the work? Let's say now in the lesson, supposedly I can imagine the greatness of the friends. It's easier than being at some activity, military activity in the military operation in the army. Is there a difference?
There is a difference. If you're engaged in actions of this world, in the military work, construction, and you think that you're together with the friends, it's more beneficial. The greater coarseness.
So it's a difference of coarseness. Here it's a relatively small coarseness during the lesson.
Here it's smaller. Okay, guys, we're going to next part. We're not giving up.